Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What possessed you to play Wooly Bully?
I don't know, man. I'm just feeling off today. Flores got me in a funk. I don't know.
Flores threw everybody off.
Yeah. He gave us a good radio gift.
Sure did.
Also took one away.
You're right. We were supposed to have Tua on the show with us tomorrow. This was set up through USAA. It was one of these tours, and USAA offered Tua to us, and we had set it up last week, and it was all confirmed. It was good to go. We just didn't say anything on the air because something like this might happen, and we got an email earlier today. Damn it. Canceled due to scheduling.
It's going
to
be
conflict
a nice
or whatever. Yeah.
Nice birthday gift for you tomorrow.
It's my birthday tomorrow, you're right. Yep. Tua, you were gonna give me Tua for my birthday. Instead, you took it away. Perfect 2020.
What you want, man? Want me to send you something over there? Something to wiggle on you?
I want. Oh, sure. Yeah. I was gonna say. I just. But, yeah. Sure. I was gonna bring it back to sports, dismiss it, and then it kind of like everything translated in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah.
Man,
text you my address.
Yeah, if I was single, I'd have you. I have nothing more wiggling anymore in my life.
Let me give you the stock market report real quick. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 330 points today. S&P 500 up 20 points, and the NASDAQ up 25 points. So nice day on Wall Street to start out the week. This hour, Danny Cannell is going to join us. I'm very interested to hear what he has to say about the Tua situation. Being a quarterback himself, be very interesting. I'm guessing he did not like it, but we shall see.
They're sensitive little creatures, aren't they?
Well, I mean, it really does open up this messy can of worms that now Tua's got to deal with, Fitzpatrick's got to deal with. I just didn't get it. I go back to Dan Orlovsky's tweet, you know, that I read in the last segment, which is not like Tua was having that bad a game. Like, I know we watched it, and they were pretty stagnant on offense, but statistically, it wasn't the worst game in the world, and it wasn't all on him. You know, there was the offensive line problem, and as Orlovsky pointed out, drop passes, too. Like, there was blame to go around, so... And it's not that easy to, you know, I love Salvin Ahmed... And whoever else, Miles Gaskin, Matt Breida, whoever else we've put out there, but it's not exactly the A team in the backfield, to really threaten the defense.
You know what? A texter brought it up, and you know what I'm saying, and I didn't even think about this, but what is it? Hot Kettle? Never mind. I shouldn't have read his name. I don't know what a Hot Kettle is. But he said, like, it's a young head coach. You know, like, we're excited about him. They're rebuilding and all. We have this, you know, Flores love. But he's still, bro, he's what, 20-something games in his head coaching career. He made a mistake. Like, he'll learn from his mistakes moving forward.
And I think it needs to be, like, I do say that it was ballsy because you don't see head coaches do it. I mean, there's a reason that they don't do it, though. But it was ballsy. Like, that is not a maneuver that you typically see with an entrenched starter. And so I give him credit for saying, hey, I want to win this game. And I think this guy, Fitzpatrick, can help me win this game right now better than this guy, Tua, can. My greater point is, though, I want Tua to win that game. And I believe Tua can win that game more often than Ryan Fitzpatrick can. How about that?
Yeah. Now, you know, it kind of answered. I was going to ask you a question. Do you want your head coach to think about just that 60 minutes or the next 10 years. Because, you know, like for him, right. he might not be here 10 years. You know what I'm right. saying? Where he right. needs to just win as many games as possible. And if he thought Tua was, you know, just stumbling to the finish line, let's throw in a guy that's fresh. But the bigger picture of it where I think – where I'm getting concerned is I don't think that was the right decision for Tua or the team or the psyche of the team and all that. But what if he just was thinking about the game, just thinking about yesterday? I don't know.
I mean, I get it, but I'm telling you, even now in retrospect, if I was thinking about just the game, I still believe Tua Tagovailoa can bring you back from 10 points down – more often than Ryan Fitzpatrick will.
Yeah.
That's my belief.
Yeah.
So that's it's another reason why I thought it was a bad decision. Like, yeah. I don't even, like, forget about the long-term effects of it. I believe Tua can bring you back more often than not in that situation over Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick, by the way, put up three additional points and a pick.
Yeah, keep giving him at-bats.
Yeah.
Because he's a good batter. Like, speaking of Tua, he's a good batter. Keep giving him at-bats. He'll hit your home run sooner or later. I'm with you, bro. Hot Kettle. Hot Kettle, I'm not with you. I'm sorry. I'm with Hot.
Different kind of Thanksgiving this year, but one tradition will continue. That's an NFL triple header on Thanksgiving. Texans and Lions. I love Deshaun Watson. Followed by Washington and Dallas. And then it wraps up with the Ravens and Steelers. Coverage begins noon, Thanksgiving Day, on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe. You'll hear some football all day long on 560, The Joe. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. Some breaking news out of Dolphins camp. I want to make sure I credit this man. Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald, he reported
Ooh,
this.
Ooh, he'll get angry if you don't credit him.
Yeah. Can follow him on Twitter, at Barry Jackson. No, Florida Sports Buzz, I should say. Barry Jackson reported this. The Dolphins are placing Jesse Davis on COVID-19, on the COVID-19 list. And Barry writes or tweets that he's expected to miss Sunday's game versus the New York Jets.
Okay.
The Dolphins did lose 20-13 in Denver. They fall to 6-4, ninth in the AFC playoff picture as it stands right now. We've talked about it all day. Tua Tagovailoa replaced at the beginning of the fourth quarter with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but Brian Flores says Tua will start versus the Jets on Sunday.
A lot of football left to be played this season, by the way. I don't want to give too much, you know, credence to one Sunday. Like, they've been playing well.
For sure.
You're allowed. I mean, you'd be playing a great round of golf. Tiger Woods put up a 10 during the Masters. Came back and knocked down three birdies in a row. So, you know what I'm saying?
And we have the Jets next week. That's
right.
A scrimmage game. Yeah, man, we'll bounce back.
I'm like that white carny on We're the Millers. You know what I'm saying? Let's get that for DBJ. I was watching We're the Millers over the weekend. Let's do that. The guy that's got no regrets tattooed on his neck, spelled wrong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, get that carny guy. Write that down, Solana.
Man, bro, that's Solana in high school. You know that.
Solana, as we know, backed out of overnight camp after 6 days, threatened to jump off a cliff. No regrets.
Here's a clip from Brian Flores earlier today. This was a question from Cam Wolf of ESPN on the decision to bench Tua for Fitzpatrick.
With the decision to go to Fitz yesterday in the fourth quarter, I'm curious your thought process on maybe why that wasn't a moment for Tua to fight through, you know, maybe what seemed like some adversity for him.
I mean, look, I'm always going to try to do what I feel is, you know, best for the team in a particular game. And that's kind of how we felt yesterday. And that's really it. Couldn't get into a rhythm, really, the majority of the first three quarters. Became a two-score game, and we felt like we needed a spark, and so we stuck Fitz in there. And we felt like that was the best thing for our team to try to win a ball game last night.
All right. Unapologetic. Double down.
Should have replaced them linemen, man. Come on. Come on.
And there's so many people that are saying, you know, like someone just texted in, maybe he benched Tua due to a lack of protection, afraid that he was going to get hurt. If that was the case, say that. You want to call out your offensive line? Call out your offensive line. Embarrass them. Don't embarrass Tua. That's why I know that that's not the case. Like, yes. Like you can't tell me that he would hang Tua out to dry nationally to protect his offensive line. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Hawk, Tua, no exaggeration, bro. Tua will play behind about 60 or 70 guys.
Right, right.
If he's the guy we think he is.
Right.
The hell with their feelings.
Right.
Tua is your man. I'm with you, Hawk. Yeah. Just flow. We said it 100 times. This was a mistake.
Friday night, Inter Miami. They were playing a play-in game for the MLS playoff, the MLS Cup. They lost 3-0 in Nashville to Nashville FC. So Inter Miami season, their inaugural season, comes to an end just short of making the MLS Cup.
All right.
Joe Burrow, he will be out for the remainder of the season. It was confirmed he tore his MCL and ACL yesterday, was carted off the field during the game.
A bummer.
He tweeted today, "See you next year."
Yep.
Hey, guys, tore mine 4 times. He'll be fine. You see how sweet I was. Excuse me, what was that? Was more laughing? Is that what you played?
No. I got
you. Okay, you were laughing at something else,
Yes. Okay. Something came up on the computer. My friend Jim DeJoseph, his dad, Joe, texts me a terrible joke every day. I was thinking about creating a new segment called Joe DeJoseph's Awful Joke of the Day. You ready?
I love the DeJoseph, so yes, I'm ready.
All right. I dreamt I was a muffler last night. I woke up exhausted.
Daddy joke.
Nah, that was good. I like that one.
Get him, Pops. Is that Bomb? Bomb, is that the same guy?
Grandpa Mo? Oh, that's Barry's old lip. It's Barry's late grandpa.
Okay. It seems like that could be the same guy with that.
Bomb. Just bomb.
Monday Night Football tonight. The Rams are at the Buccaneers. 8:15 p.m. Tampa Bay, a 4-point favorite tonight at home.
All right.
The Ravens, they place running backs Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins on the COVID-19 list. They have tested positive for COVID-19. The Ravens play Thursday night on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. They say NFL says the game is on right now, so that's good news. I mean, good news for football fans, I guess.
Yeah. The Canes are back in the top 10 in the latest AP poll. They're not playing, but Manny Diaz's Canes are climbing the ladder.
That's how you do it.
Respect.
Finally, guys, today is National Cashew Day.
I love a cashew.
You like a cashew?
Oh, it's the best. The best.
I can eat them, but where are they at on the nut pantheon?
All right, Mount Rushmore of nuts. Disagree.
Down.
No. Mount Rushmore of nuts, cashews,
first?
Pistachios, shelled peanuts, and D's.
We can move on. I'm riding down Brazil nuts. I'm riding down. I'm serious as hell. You got it, baby. I'm with you, Hawk. Put them on there.
Yeah, Jack.
Those are your headlines, sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Here's your weather update from the Exergen Weather Center. Mostly sunny right now, 79 degrees in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 72. That's your weather.
That was good. Oh, man, that was good.
That's funny. All right, Danny Cannell is going to join us in the next segment. Former NFL quarterback Danny Cannell. I'm going to ask him about Tua.
Oh, boy. I've been telling y'all about my good friend Eric Nunez down at Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet for years now. But let me tell you, I talked to Eric recently. He was telling me there's a lot of fake deals and fake pricing going on right now on the internet, online. Don't fall for that foolishness. Get the real price at Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, because the price they show is the price you get. And no one has ever sold Chevys for less, and no one will ever sell Chevys for less than Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Family owned and operated, and they've been selling Chevys since the 50s. That's right, the 50s. Giving generation after generation the best deal on a Chevy, and they're going to help you out, and they're going to help your kids out, your grandkids out, because that's what they do. No one sells Chevys for less, and I mean no one. There are thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for immediate delivery or pickup. Go down there. The showroom is beautiful. The sales staff, the service department, they have a trophy case because they win so many awards. Eric has put together an amazing staff down there. Go see them. Go test drive the Chevys. Go take a nap in the Chevys. They're so comfortable. You know I got me two Chevys. You know I'm a Chevy guy. I love them. But if you're not comfortable with going down there, if you're not comfortable yet, go online. Shop online. They're going to give you the same deals, and they will deliver the vehicle to you. Your house, your office, your mom's house, aunt's house. They just want to get you in a beautiful, beautiful Chevy for the best price. That's all they want to do. And like I said, the price they show is the price you get. They will treat you like family and get you in a vehicle that you want for the lowest price anywhere. And listen here. That's a guarantee. Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
All right, we'll talk with Danny Cannell next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
Hock and Crowder.
I'm always interested what this dude has to say. This dude has strong opinions. Oftentimes, I don't agree with him. I like hearing
you.
I like hearing what he has to say. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Danny Cannell, he grew up here in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale. He made the unfortunate choice to go to FSU, but he did pretty well for himself there. So much as it pains you and I.
What would we have done at a real school? That's the question.
I know. You wonder, right? You wonder. And then went on to play almost a decade at quarterback in the NFL. And you can hear him on Sirius XM. You see him on CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ, CBS Sports Network. And his FSU Seminoles chickened out against Clemson over the weekend.
Oh,
but that's a whole nother story.
You ride with Dabo, huh?
That's a whole nother story.
What is going on? See, first of all, the Gators dodged us because they didn't want that heat because they went conference only. We were dying to play that rivalry game. Then Clemson doesn't want that smoke. They tried to dodge us. They come to Tallahassee with a plane full of sick dudes trying to play us, so we're not going to do that. No one wants to be this year. What the heck?
Interesting. I didn't hear you mention UM there at all about wanting to avoid smoke or rivalry game. Am I missing something?
No. You guys took out our coach. If we would have had our coach on the sideline, then that score would have been flip-flopped. We got all the excuses down, baby.
Danny Cannell. All right, so we've talked about this for 2 hours and 23 minutes now. You played quarterback in the NFL. Crowder and I, we both hated the decision that Brian Flores made yesterday to take Tua out. What is your opinion? He's got a 10-point deficit. There's 14 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and he yanks Tua and goes to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I think it's complicated because, yes, in a vacuum, I hate taking a young quarterback out there, potentially, you know, hurting his confidence, you know, undermining the backing that you've given him, handed him the reins to the team. It can kind of interfere with there. And even within that locker room, I guarantee you, in every locker room I've been in, when there's even any sliver of a doubt who the starting guy is, then factions start to grow in the locker room. It's okay. It's not a horrible situation that could unfold, but you might have certain linemen that say, hey, man, I like Tua. He's a little bit, you know, more of this, willing to do this type of throw, or he doesn't hold on to the ball quite as long, doesn't turn it over. And other guys might say, well, man, Fitz was had us winning. Like, you just have little factions that can start to develop, which isn't healthy. And so when you make a decision like that, that can kind of exacerbate some of those issues. I don't think it's a major flaw, but the reason I said it's in a vacuum is I do think, and this has been my biggest concern about Tua, it's not about his ability to make any of the throws, not about his leadership capabilities. It is his health. And I wasn't super pumped that he was on the injury report the week leading into the game against Denver. And then we all saw that nasty hit he had taken. You know, I wonder if this is somewhat of the coaching staff protecting a quarterback who has a long history of injury. So, and I know the staff is going to say everything, hey, this was, you know, performance related. We wanted to get this out there because they don't want to bring any alarm to any potential injury issues out there with Tua either. So I do think it's a very complex situation. And also you got a team who's fighting for the playoffs, you know, like, so at some point you got to say, well, hey, you know, our young quarterback struggling, maybe we can just create a spark and he can get hot, which clearly didn't happen when Fitzpatrick came in the game. But it's one of those ones where I love what Brian Flores has done, the way he's handled almost every situation he's been dealt, where you kind of have to trust the coach's decision in this spot.
And Danny, you brought up confidence, man. And it's something, you know, at high school levels, college levels, I can kind of understand. But once you're in the NFL, once you're a grown-ass man getting paid to play this game, like that confidence thing, like what does it mean? You're supposed to go out there and you're supposed to do your job, read the defense, make the right throw. Like, do quarterbacks really get their confidence taken if they get pulled for a quarter or two?
I think, Channing, young quarterbacks can. I don't think Tua falls into that category. I think Tua has been a competitor. He had to fight and earn to win his job at Alabama. I just don't think he's that. Like a scrub like me, a fourth rounder who was trying to fight to make the team and, you know, was kind of given the starting job and then had to keep on to it. When I got benched, you know, it was, man, like I got a little bit tentative. Maybe was a little bit more cautious with the football and maybe didn't, you know, stretch the field when I could have. But I think when you've got the backing of a fifth overall pick and you've got a contract that shows the commitment the team has in you, I don't think that'll be an issue. But I do feel like a large part of playing the quarterback position successfully is the mental game, is having that mental edge, that belief in yourself. But also the team has to have belief in you. If the team loses an ounce of confidence in you, that can make just, again, it goes to that undermining of, hey, this is our guy. If there's any doubt in who your guy is, just creates a little bit of doubt in situations you might face again when you're in the fourth quarter and maybe you're down 10 points because Tua's thrown a couple touchdowns, which is inevitably going to happen at some time. Like, is the team going to be like, oh, what are they going to do? Are we going to see fits? You know, what's going to happen here? It just creates that little bit of doubt in everybody's mind, not just the quarterbacks.
Danny Cannell is with us. That's part of the problem that I had was, you know, I understand taking out a starting quarterback when they're maybe embarrassing themselves, right? And you do it for their own sanity, right? They've thrown three picks. They thrown for 14 yards in three quarters, and you want to have mercy on them. You know, it was a 10-point deficit. It wasn't, like, again, statistically, he wasn't lighting it up. And he was holding on the ball too long. There's no question about it. He wasn't looking to scramble. He looked tentative back there. But still, it wasn't an insurmountable lead. And I was saying earlier in the show, like, I can't think of a starting quarterback in the NFL, an entrenched starting quarterback, someone who has been given the keys to a franchise, right? So from Joe Burrow to Patrick Mahomes, to Aaron Rodgers, the whole litany, no one gets pulled down 10 points in the fourth quarter. It's only two scores. You haven't thrown an interception. You haven't embarrassed yourself. And you just recently were handed the keys to the franchise. I just thought it was as quizzical a move as a head coach can make. I have such a tough time with it. He wasn't embarrassing himself out there.
I agree, and you're right. I would say even if Taysom Hill, who actually played pretty good for the Saints, if he had been in the same situation, Sean Payton would have said, no, we're rolling with our guy. Like, that's usually what you do is you're starting quarterback. You're not down that far. It's, again, I totally agree with everything you've said. But I'm curious to get your guys' take because I think it is bigger than just the game. Do you think any of it was injury related?
No. And the only reason that I say the only reason that I say no is because it would be such an easy way to prevent all this hoo-ha if Brian Flores said, you know what, we saw, he didn't say that he was injured, but we saw him tweak the ankle a little bit, and we want to be super extra cautious when it comes to Tua, and it would alleviate any of this stuff that's now festering. And I said to Crowder earlier, too.
What would you rather have? A couple of guys on the radio speculating about, oh, how could you bench him in that position? Or a much bigger issue of, uh-oh, is this going to be a long-term issue? Is Tua able? Because that's always, again, that goes back to the bigger concern. Like, we're talking about confidence. He'll be fine. Tua will bounce back. But if you did have another injury crop up that is significant or even not significant, let's just say it's a tweaked ankle where he might miss a week or two or impacts his play for a week or two, that to me is the bigger storyline. I think there would be just as many people saying, oh, I can't believe it. Maybe we should have taken Herbert. You know, maybe we should have done this. That's where I'm a little bit more into the conspiracy of they were doing it because maybe it was something bigger that they were trying to protect him health-wise. Because
But you could so easily put that on the offensive line and take any of the onus off Tua there. And if he didn't do that, you know, I said to Crowder, like, you could say the offensive line was playing so poorly and we saw his ankle get rolled a little bit. We wanted to be extra cautious. And so, okay, you've got the little acknowledgement of maybe there was an injury, but also you're putting all the onus of it on the offensive line. This was pretty flat out clear. We took him out because of performance. We thought Ryan Fitzpatrick gave us a better chance to win in that situation. And I that's why I don't believe there was a conspiracy, because the conspiracy would lead me to believe it's an easier out if you say it was the offensive line's problem. And because we thought that he tweaked his ankle a little bit, we wanted to be extra cautious.
Well, see, now this is runs into the problem that when you inserted him as the starter when you did, which I would think was probably, what do you think, 3 or 4 weeks before anybody thought, or kind of the old school, the old way of thinking is, well, when the team's out of the playoff race, then you make the change at quarterback. Well, this maybe is the issue with when you make the change when you did, which was right when, you know, when the team was still statistically in the hunt, then they rattle off a couple wins in a row, and now all of a sudden they're in the playoffs, and you're realizing, man, well, we have a real chance of making the playoffs here. What is our best chance of making us win? So maybe we have to try to do that in a situation like that. But I agree with you. I did not like the decision. If it's flat out based on performance, I think it was the wrong way, because you would let every single quarterback in the NFL play their way through that game if you're only down 10 in that spot, unless you have zero confidence in that quarterback. And I don't think that's the case with Tua. I think the team is love. Everything you've heard up to this point has been spectacular, glowing reviews. Why would that game be that much different?
And Danny, the old saying, the eye in the sky don't lie. The film, you got to watch film. And I kept telling people, now these defensive coordinators are getting more and more film on Tua, his strengths and his weaknesses. I remember later in my career, they started putting tight ends over there by me, Danny, because I struggled a little bit with covering the tight ends, especially the quick ones. So, like, what to ask you, you know, playing in the league for a long time, like, as a young quarterback, what are these DCs, what do they see? Not just in Tua, but just in young quarterbacks with the transition. What do they see? What do they try to throw at Tua? Because I saw a lot of four-man rushes. I saw a lot of combo coverages. I saw a lot of two deep. I saw a lot of different things that the Broncos threw at Tua that I didn't see the other teams throw at him.
Well, I think earlier in my career, I saw this a lot, and it would be the same for Tua early in his career. And Vic Fangio, being a defensive-minded coach, would have the same approach. You are going to try to confuse a young quarterback by giving him different looks that you just mentioned. I'll never forget, my last start in the NFL was on Monday Night Football, and it was against the New England Patriots. I was on the Denver Broncos, and it was Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. This was back in like 2004. This was a long, long time ago. And I was playing in that game, and I remember going into it, Gary Kubiak was our offensive coordinator, and he said, look, you're going to go back and you're going to study film, probably five games, what you usually do. You kind of watch those four previous games, you get a beat for what they're doing defensively. He said, but you're not going to recognize anything you see on Monday night. You're just going to see new looks. He is going to throw a curveball at you throughout the game. And sure enough, first quarter, I come over at the first couple drives and breaking the plays down with Mike Shanahan and Gary Kubiak, and we were seeing some certain looks, and we're like, whoa, where did these come from? We're like, oh, we hadn't seen those And he hadn't shown him all that year, but he had shown him the previous year. I think it's just in another example. When I was anytime I came in as a backup, Steve DeBerg was my quarterback coach. He'd say, hey, be ready for pressure. They're going to test you to see where you know, if you know where to go with the football. I think all of those things are what Tua is going to start seeing more and more of, are more exotic looks and more blitzes. Because as a young quarterback, that's where you're a little bit shaky. Like, everybody knows the progressions by this time in his career. Hey, where do I go with the football first? Where second? Where third? Where you might not be as buttoned up is versus pressure, different blitzes. So they're going to start testing his knowledge of the blitz packages. And then, you know, like you were saying, if you can get pressure with four, that is the biggest hassle. That's the biggest problem that you face. And they were getting pressure with four with the Denver. So you've got to clean up some of those offensive line issues that are there. And then, you know, even if you don't get pressure with four, if you're just bringing four, you're mixing up coverages on the back end. And in college, you maybe face four or five coverages that you kind of have to know. In the NFL, it's, you know, close to 11, 12, 13, you know, on a weekly basis, where you just have to go much deeper in your knowledge of where are they rolling these safeties? What kind of brackets are they doing? It's just, it's like going from, you know, basic math in college to all of a sudden you're in trigonometry trying to figure out things. And it's a process. It takes time, and that's going to be no different with Tua.
So we blame Nick Saban. It's Nick Saban's fault for not teaching him. I like the way you think, Connell. I like the way you think. I've got a whole new take on this situation. More hatred for Nick Saban. All right, Danny Connell, former NFL quarterback and a star of the cowardly FSU Seminoles when, back in the day.
You're going hard today, Hawk. Damn, I feel bad.
You watch out next year. You watch out next year. We're taking everybody down. Taking names right now.
Thanks for making time for us, Danny.
All right, fellas. Great catching up.
There you go, Danny Connell. Let me talk about BNT. I always like to, you know, when the it's like, you know, Solana's got that thing over me with FIU and UM. He's just got that little thing because it's the most recent matchup. Well, I've got that UM thing over him with FSU, and I'm going to use it while I have it.
Was it 52-10? What happened?
You got to use your tools have tools, man. Whoa. Use your tools. We're in the home stretch here, hurricane season. There's just about a week left or so. But it doesn't mean that it's time to relax. You start thinking about future hurricane seasons, right? And I always say to you, you got to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors because you have them come out. When they finally install those PGT custom windows and doors, I am telling you, when hurricane season rolls around from beginning to end, you just reduce your stress level a little bit. Solana just had PGT custom windows and doors installed in his house from our friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Everyone that's used them always comes back and raves to me about them on the professionalism. Look, BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. And I know this is a holiday week, but this is a good way to do something, you know, for your house, for your family at the beginning of the week. You call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, set up an appointment so they can come out, give you an estimate. Estimates are always free. And then before you know it, PGT custom windows and doors will be a reality in your home for future hurricane seasons. And it is a game changer. You don't have to line up for plywood anymore, try to put up hurricane shutters that never fit right anyway. I'm telling you, you get those Impact windows and doors, it just makes your life in South Florida easier. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors right now. Get the process started. 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Got to get to the Dolphins question of the day at some point. Got to tell you what's going on with Viva Hawk Vegas because we've got a loser. There's a loser in our midst. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. Don't go anywhere. I'll address it all next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Did you not want an upsy-downsy? I'm using lotion.
Hawk and Crowder.
As we take a trip sometimes to Viva Hawk Vegas.
Oh, what happened? I wasn't there.
Right. So you were off on Friday. Whittingham was here. He was very nervous about potentially having to post a picture of himself in a bathtub showing a nipple. And
Witty washes with clothes on.
Yes, there's no question, right? Like, I'm telling you, he was nervous. But the way that it worked out, there was no winners, so I did not have to pay anyone $100. Dan Day came very close. Dan, you came very close to winning $100. He just needed Kansas City to cover. He had Western Kentucky over FIU. That was a winner. He had the Broncos over Miami. These are all with the spreads. And then he had Kansas City last night minus seven, and they won, but they didn't cover. So very close, Dan. Very close. You all right?
Man, I went to bed so sure I was going to wake up to $100 from you. And I was like, what happened? And then I heard there was some maybe unfortunate news for someone.
Yeah. Well, the unfortunate news is for our own Alejandro Solana, who went 0-3 and is now required to post a picture on Twitter and Instagram of himself taking a bubble bath. Whatever props you want to use, Solana, but no wieners and a maximum of one nipple.
How's that unfortunate news? I told you.
I know. He's been waiting for this.
Yeah. Solana, I mean,
you want me to send you this juice cleanse thing, man? Because I know that body ain't right.
Nah, I'm good, man. I'll do a couple push-ups right before I jump in the tub.
All right. So
we're gonna meet up.
You tell us what day you're going to do it. We'll do it this week. We're only on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. So you want to do it tomorrow? You want to take the picture tonight? Tomorrow? What's your calendar look like for bath taking?
Well, I mean, tomorrow's your birthday, so I figured, better birthday gift for old Hawk than a nice picture of me naked in a bathtub.
Hey, don't couch it with happy birthday, Hawk.
Oh, like,
don't try to
Come on.
To turn it around on me. You got to play by the rules of Viva Hawk Vegas, which is you post the picture, no context, no explanation, can't say that you lost a radio bet. You are not turning it around on me.
All right. Fair. You caught me.
All right.
That's fair.
All right.
Solana, show out. Man, you young. I guarantee.
Don't try to look sexy. Don't try, because it's not going to work.
Please don't try to look sexy.
I won't try. I'll just be me. The problem is I'm going to look sexy.
I know that you're going to try to do a sexy face. Just don't try to look sexy.
Solana, is your chest like whole milk white? Do you ever tan anything else?
No, never. I haven't been in the sun in months.
But you know him. He carries around his own straw. He's like Mr. Earth. So they hate the sun too. You know, like it's not going to be. If I were you, bubbles all the way up to your two eyes. If it was me, man. Bubbles covering everything but your two eyes and one nipple. It's almost like a bubble burka.
Like the dude on Tim the Toolman Taylor, the neighbor over the fence.
Just peeks over the fence. You're going to peek over the bubbles. All right. So everybody, what are you on Twitter? Alex M. Solana?
At Alex M. Solana on Twitter and Instagram. It'll come to, I don't know if it'll be tomorrow before the show or after the show, but I will
Maybe we debut it during the show tomorrow. Maybe you save it for the show. Take the picture tonight or tomorrow, and then we'll make a big to do out of it tomorrow.
All right, yeah, I'm down.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
I'm
so
down.
There you go.
I'm excited.
He's a loser.
Woo.
Viva Hawk Vegas! I know you are. I know you are.
You're nasty a little bit. Huh?
Who's gonna take the picture? Your girlfriend?
Yeah, or maybe my. I'll ask my grandma. Wow, maybe.
I know his answers before he knows his answers.
He was
thinking about his parents, and then he went with grandma. But I knew his answers before he knows his answers. Do you have a Dolphins question of the day? Can we knock that out real quick?
No.
I guess you do. All right.
Guys?
Alex?
This one's very simple. I know both of you have called the game this upcoming Sunday in New York an easy one. But does any part of you feel nervous that the Jets' first win will come against now the struggling Miami Dolphins?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
I will say it is very difficult. First of all, it's difficult to win six games in a row, which is why I don't give so much credence to yesterday's loss for the Dolphins. Like, to win six games in a row is a hard thing to do, period. So you're going to have a clunker every now and then. It's really difficult to go winless. I think the Jets are going to beat someone. They had a nice comeback yesterday against the Chargers. So, yeah, I got a little bit of nervousness. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, none at all. They're the second worst defense and the worst offense in the NFL. They can't do anything right. A bunch of players opted out. I don't think they were scared of COVID. I think they were scared of Colgate, whatever you want to say. They don't want to play for this idiot. He's not a good coach. He doesn't know what's going on. He gets rid of players that can't that can help him. It's terrible. No, I'm not scared of all at the Jets. It is literally a scrimmage. This game is a scrimmage for other NFL teams.
It's a 6.5-point spread. The Dolphins are 6.5-point favorites on the road against the Jets. But, yeah, I you know, again, I will bet the Dolphins, but there is part of me. I just don't see the Jets going 0-16, and so they got to get that win somewhere. And you know Adam Gase would love to do it against the Miami Dolphins. Are you nervous at all about it, Solana?
I am. You guys are basically calling this a W, Tua's bounce back game, and I know it's easy to look at the Jets right now, laugh at Adam Gase, and say, "Oh, easy W for Miami." I am very nervous about this game on Sunday. I think the Jets, this is one of those where they'll figure something out, they'll win. The Dolphins right now, confusion in the quarterback room, confusion in the locker room. I don't know.
What are you talking about? There's no confusion in the quarterback room. They've made very clear.
In the coaching room.
Neither one of us called it Tua's bounce back game, but you just attributed that to us. You go, you both are saying it's Tua's bounce back game. Neither one of us said that. It's like you've got just a thing that you're reading off, but you don't have any clue as to what's actually going on. I actually said I was nervous about the game. And you came on, you go, well, you both are calling it an easy victory, and you're saying it's Tua's bounce back game. And I'm looking around going, did anyone say this?
Hard. And you know what? My buddy's wife's an attorney, and she told me after you get your argument, you try to write the other person's argument so you know what to fight with.
I see. Well, that's what just happened to us there with Solana. All right. There you go. Your Dolphins question of the day. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. We're going to play some sound for you from Brian Flores. He had his press conference today at 2:30. And we aired it live on this show, but if you missed some of it, we're going to air some of the Brian Flores press conference for you, the questions that we think are important. So that'll be coming up in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Great show today. A lot of football topics. We're talking about football. I coach football. I love watching football. I love playing football. I love the game of football. But when it comes to my finances, I don't play around. That's why I love telling y'all about Dade County Federal Credit Union. They've been serving South Florida since 1939. And you want to talk about helping members gain financial stability that we all want and need. Let me tell you, DCFCU is the real MVP. In fact, they're proud partners with the Miami Dolphins, and we all know they only partner with the best of the best. You can get better services than offered by the big banks with a credit union that has a proven track record of customer satisfaction. And no matter what those financial goals are, DCFCU will help you get there. From checkings to savings, business accounts, credit cards, even auto loans, they have this awesome first-time car buying program called the Dade Auto Desk. And with the Dade Auto Desk, listen here, they will actually help you find the car of your dreams, and you will not even have to pay dealer fees. How sweet is that? If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Miami-Dade County, you're already eligible to become a member, but you got to go to fincu.com to learn more. That's FINSCU.com to get all the information. Dade County Federal Credit Union, they're better than a bank. They're your credit union. Visit fincu.com today.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour, next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
All right, if you're listening to us, that means you stuck with us on 560 WQAM. And if you went and listened to the Heat pregame on 790 The Ticket, F you.
Hock and Crowder.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.